Hi there. Thank you for joining with me again today. We're on day 11 of our Walking with Jesus, and we're going to look at Joseph. Matthew 1:19 is our text, and it reads, "And her husband Joseph, being a just and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly." You remember I said in the last session that being betrothed, or in our terms, engaged, was a legal contract, and often it's as strong as a marriage kind of agreement or arrangement. I've often tried to imagine the conversation that Mary had with Joseph after her encounter with Gabriel, the angel. I can frequently see the tears in her eyes and the shock in his face. In my mind, she would have met Joseph one evening at a place where they could talk privately. She would have been filled with apprehension, wondering and dreading how he would handle what she was about to tell him. And after some nervous pleasantries, the conversation may have gone something like this. Remember, this is my imagination. "Joseph," said Mary, "I have some important news to share with you." Thinking it was about the wedding plans, he said, "Great, what are you thinking?" Mary gulped and then blurted out, "I've been visited by an angel." Joseph's eyes opened in wonder, and he stared at her. "An angel?" he then said. "Very few have seen angels, and they only appear at strategic times. You must have been so blessed and scared all at the same time." Mary blinked. "I experienced both of those things," she said. Joseph continued by asking, "Did he say anything?" Mary gulped again. Yes, he did. He said that the Messiah is coming." Joseph's eyes widened further. "Oh, this is such good news. Our people have been waiting for this promise to be fulfilled for centuries." And then he probed further, asking, "Did the angel say when?" At that, Mary nearly fell off her seat with fear. After a few seconds, she whispered, "Yes, yes, he did. In about 9 months' time. In fact, he's already here." Joseph stared at her. "How can you be so precise? What do you mean, he's already here? Where is he? Where is he?" With a huge lump in her throat, she whispered, "He is here." And she patted her stomach. Beads of cold sweat broke out on Joseph's face, and he went white. He started to shake. His whole world was collapsing before him, and he began to feel sick. "Sorry," he muttered, "I can't deal with this." And he hurriedly got up and left. Mary then burst into tears and cried her eyes out. Joseph stumbled his way to his home and shut the door behind him and then threw himself on the ground. Hot tears flowed down his cheeks and he cried out in deep pain to God, trying hard to make sense of what had just happened. He then sat up and then began to think hard about how he would respond. After long hours of thought and prayer and scanning the scriptures, he came up with a plan. although quite legally he could have her stoned for the crime of adultery, his love for her was too strong to allow that to happen. She had broken his heart, but he was a merciful man who loved both God and Mary deeply. He resolved that he would quietly divorce her and keep her from shame. And with that resolve, he lay down and fell into a deep but troubled sleep. The angel came again, only this time to Joseph, and spoke powerfully into his sleep. "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Upon wakening, he went and spoke again to Mary, and with tears in his eyes, he shared what had happened to him during the night. They both sat and wept together, and they embraced the future together. The lesson to learn here is that there are times when good people do not understand the new things that God does in the earth, but God can speak to them. Some people reject new things outright. Others quietly want to have nothing to do with them. Others agonize before God, but with an open heart, and to them God speaks. Here's our thought. God, at times, will do things that are way beyond our own experience and understanding. And so we pray, "Dear Lord, help me not to limit you by what I already know and understand." Amen. Thank you for listening. We'll pick this up next time, and we're going to start looking at the birth of Jesus. God bless, and you take care out there.